Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Tzav. In this week's parsha, we continue learning about Ma'aseh HaKorbanot. We've already left Mitzrayim. We've already become a nation. Our nation received a job at Har Sinai, receiving the Torah. We've already built the Mishkan, which is the place, the central place for us to do the avoda, to connect to God, but also to continue our relationship and connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also to recreate Har Sinai. We, so to speak, took Har Sinai with us 40 years in the desert. That Mishkan is going to wander around Israel for a while and then eventually become the fixed place, of course, in Yerushalayim as a recreation of Har Sinai and as the focal point of our connection to Hashem. And this is the avodot continue in this week's parsha. I'd like to focus on one specific korban, and that is the korban toda. The korban toda, or as the Torah calls it in this week's parsha, the shalmei toda. The shalmei toda is one form, one kind of a korban shlamim. We have a lot of korban shlamim. In English, I think it's translated as a peace offering. A peace offering. We have shalmei tzibur, which is a communal korban shlamim. We have the nazirs. Korban Shlamim, Shalmei Nazir. We have what I was talking about now, the Shalmei Toda. A Bechor is similar to a Korban Shlamim. Maser Behema, there are others, I believe. Korban Pesach is an example of a Shlamim as well. Lots of Korbanot kinds of Shlamim. And I again like to focus on this week's Parsha on the Korban Toda. Korban Toda is introduced in Perek Zayin of our Parsha, Pasuk Yud Bet. Im al Toda yakrivenu, v'ikriv al zevach ha-toda chalot matzot blulot bashemen, ur kikei matzot meshuchim bashemen, v'solet murbechet chalot blulot bashemen. We have Korban Shlamim, a Korban Toda. You can bring from cattle or from flock, and there's many reasons why we bring a korban toda. If you cross the sea, if you cross the desert, if a person recovers from a disease, an illness, a person who gets out of jail, a person who... all these are examples of people who survive dangerous situations. And a person brings a korban shlamim, korban toda. One thing that's very strange about the korban toda is that in addition to the animal korban that you bring, you also have to bring a korban mincha. You have to bring him with lechem. Now, that's not strange. Many korbanot have bread, have matzot, have a korban mincha brought along with it. What's strange is two things. One is how much bread to bring. You have to bring 40 breads, so to speak. 40. 10 of them are chametz. 10 of them are matzah. 10 of them are sort of like wafers. 10 of them are baked and fried with like matzah. So 40 loaves. And that is way more than any other korban shlamim. For example, the shalmei tzibur, a korban shlamim that the tzibur brings on Shavuot, for example, is only brought with 2. Loaves. Or another example is, let's say, the Nazir. The Nazir, when his Nazir is over, he also brings this Korban Shlamim of the Nazir, and he only brings 20 loaves. But this Korban Toda is brought with 40 Lechamim, 4 loaves of bread, which is an incredible amount of bread. Number two, you would think that if you're eating so much bread, you would think that the time that is allotted for you to eat it would be longer. More to eat, more time. And such is not the case. As a matter of fact, the opposite. Most korbanot have to, when you eat the korban, you have to eat them, most of them, let's say you eat them in Yerushalayim, but you're allowed to eat them for the day. And then you eat them for, in other words, if I bring a korban today, most korbanot, I'm allowed to eat the korban mincha that accompanies it. I'm allowed to eat it today, tonight, and all day tomorrow. 2 days and 1 night in between. Such is not the case with a korban toda. A korban toda brings an incredible amount of bread, and I'm only allowed to eat it today and tonight. It's incredible. And the question is why? Why would the korban toda require you to bring more bread and eat it in a shorter time? Well, the Netziv Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the author of many Sfarim, including the Ha'amek Davar, an incredible Perush on the Chumash, says in this week's Parsha, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, he says the following, V'ha'inyan, D'tachlit Todah Sheba Al Hanes, the main reason, the main purpose that you bring a korban Todah for a miracle that occurs to you is kedei lesaper chasdei Hashem shegamal alav. The whole point is to not only experience gratitude and to feel gratitude, but also to express and share that gratitude with others. Umitam zeh, says the Netziv, riba hakatuv belechem umiyet bizman achilat todah mikol shlamim. That's why the Torah had more lechem than any other korban, and also less time to eat it than any other korban shlamim. Hainu kedei. This is so that, says the Netziv, sheyihye mar bereim lisuuda achat biyom hakrava v'yihye sipur hanes lifnei rov anashim. That's exactly why, says the Netziv, that you have more to eat, but you got to eat it quickly, is so that you'll have a suda. You'll have people come over to your house. Please come over. Come to my house. I have a lot of bread I got to eat. Oh, really? How come you're having me? What's happening? Oh, you have no idea. I was sick and now I'm better. I was in a car crash and now nothing happened to me. Oh, wow. Isn't Hashem amazing? Isn't Hashem incredible? Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. It's important, says the Netziv, that when I bring my korban, I don't just go back to my own house or go to my little place in Yerushalayim and eat whatever it is by myself. I invite friends and neighbors and everybody that I know, come by. And we create a conversation of gratitude, a conversation of thank you, Hashem. Look what you did to me. Isn't Hashem great? It's what you and I know today called the Seudat Hoda'ah. I don't just thank Hashem privately, but I invite people. And that, of course, Purim is this time of year, and Pesach is coming up now. And both of these chagim are chagim where we celebrate and express our gratitude to Hashem in the most public way possible through the meals. And it's not enough to say thank you to myself. I want to make sure that my spouse hears it. I want to make sure my children hear it. I want to make sure my neighbors hear about it. We have to spread the word about how incredible and how wonderful and how gracious and how kind Hashem is in helping His people. Emir Tzah Hashem, number one, we should never have, God willing, any reason to bring a real korban todah. Number two, if we are ever in that situation, we will all of us should be zocha to express our gratitude to Hashem publicly. And number three, we should be zoche not only to have a seudat hoda'ah, but Emir Tzah Hashem, that seudat hoda'ah should take place, God willing, in Yerushalayim over a korban todah. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everybody.